Okay, we're starting here at the top, Benuv Vav and Aleph, by the two dots. The Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah, which says, Veino se yayin nesa chayt the boar. Our Mishnah indicated that yayin only gets its shame, I mean it's called yayin, when it reaches the boar, the vat, or the collection vat at the bottom. When it's in the press, or on the channel down, that's not called yayin. Therefore, when the guy touches it in the gat, or on the channel, it is not a problem of yayin nesach. It's only when he touches it, when it's in the vat below, the collection vat, does that have a problem? That's why Mishirid the boar, that is nasa yayin nesach, at least according to most of the Rishonim, when he touches it down there. Now the Gemara asks, Vatanya v'abraita, yayin mishikfe, that yayin becomes chayav in masrot. Here we're talking about the Gemara Melacha for Masrot. When is the point in time that it gets a shem yayin that you would be required to remove Masrot from it before you can continue to drink the wine? Meaning that one is permitted to drink a shtiyat arai until the point in time that you reach Gemara Melacha. Over there in Masrot, the Mishnah indicates that the termination point, or the point where you reach Gemar Malacha, and it's called Yayin, is Mishi Yikfe. Mishi Yikfe, as Rashi points out to us, so it's shown of Tzaf, of floating on the top, and that is once the wine is sitting, and the Chartzanim, the pits, and some of the dregs start to float to the top. So now the Gemara says, well, how do we reconcile between that? Our Mishnah seems to indicate that it's already problematic once it reaches the vat below, and that's already shame yayin, it can become yayin esach. The Mishnah in Masrot seems to indicate you can wait even after it's in the boar, or some later point, until the dregs or the pits float to the top. That's when it becomes, or reaches that final stage for being chayav Masrot. So Amar Rava says, that's not a problem. Lo kasha Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, we're talking about two Tanaim. There's a difference in opinion, it's not. We have a Mishnah, yayin mishirid the boar. Rabbi Yekiva Omer, Mishi Yikfe. Rabbi Yekiva says, when does it become Gemar Malacha for Yayin? When does it get a shame Yayin, Mishi Yikfe? That's similar to the Braita that we quoted before. On the other hand, the Chamim are of the opinion, not Mishi Yikfe when it reaches that point, but even before, once it gets into the vat, that's already the Gemar Malacha for Masrot, and they'll be the author of the position in our Mishnah, says that it becomes Yayin Nesach, Mishirid Dabor. So Yibailu, we have a question. We have a question about this. We don't know. This Mishi Yikfe, where is Mishi Yikfe? Mishi Yikfe can take place in two locations. It could be Kipui Debor, be the possibility of the floating of the sediment, the dregs, or the pits to the top in the vat, the collection vat, or Kipui De Chavit. Or is it after it's poured out of the collection vat into the barrels to be stored once the items float to the top in the barrels? Which Kipui are we talking about? Where says Tashma? Come in here, may we have a proof. Titan, you have a brisa. Yayin, me shiikfe. Yayin, when does it have a gemar malacha? Me shiikfe, when it has the items float to the top. Bafo pisha kafa, even once it's floated to the top, kolet minagat, hayoyona, uminetzinor, vishote, you can still take wine out of the press, or out of the channel leading down to the collection vat, and you won't be chayav and maser, you can drink shtiat arai. It doesn't have a shem maser until it reaches the bottom. Shmamina, kipui debor, kamin and shmamina. Must be that we're talking about the kipui debor, because in the context of this Braita that we're bringing down, it makes sense. If you're talking about that, we're talking about items floating to the top in the boar, then you can understand why the Braita needs to tell you that are you mutar to drink from the channel and you mutar to drink from the press. But if we're already talking about the chaviot, that are where it becomes asur, it only becomes asur when items float to the top of the barrels, then why are we talking about the channel and the press? You could even talk about the boar. In the boar, it would be mutar. The fact that it only makes it mutar to drink shtiyat arai from the press and from the channel and not from the place where it's floating to the top. Sounds like the place that's floating to the top is in the boar. So we see now the machlokas, at least until this point, is between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan is. Rabbi Kiva believes that the Gemar Melacha for Maser, for Yayin, is Mishi Yikfe, when it floats to the top. The same would be true by Avodah Zorah, that a Yayin Nesech would only come about when a Goy touches it after that point in time. Whereas the Chachamim believe, no, that the Gemar Melacha for Maser is when it reaches the collection vat. And so too, by Avodah Zorah, it would be the same thing. When the Mago Avodah Chachamim touches it, when it's in the collection vat, that already would make it into Yayin Nesech. Va'atani Rav Zvid b'dei Rav Yoshia. Wait, Rav Zvid says, "Nei Rav Yoshia, yayin mishirid the boar v'yikfe." That when is it? Who's the position of the Tanakhama here? Seems to be when it reaches the vat v'yikfe and floats to the top. Rabbi Kiva Meir mishishle bechaviot until he starts to draw the wine out of the collection vat and place it into the barrels. So now, if that's the case, first of all, Rabbi Kiva doesn't square away with Rabbi Kiva we saw before. And number two is, who's this position of the Tanakhama that says, Mishirei the Bor V'yikfe? If it's not Rabbi Akiva, who's the author? So, Tirtza Namin Ha'ach Kamaita. So, go and change the original breita, or really the mission that we brought before, and say, Achi, yain, mishired debor v'yikfe. That when is it, the first Mishnah, read it this way, when does it become chayv and masrot? That is mish yared debor, when it reaches down to the bed, v'yikfe, and the items flow to the top. Rabbi Akiva omer, mishish le bechaviot, until he starts drawing it out of the collection vat and putting it into the barrels, it will not be chayav and maser. Ela matanitin. Then what are you going to do with our Mishnah here in Avodah Zarah? The Tanya Yosei Yayin Nesach, I should read the boar. Until it reaches the vat, it doesn't become Yayin Nesach. Now, neither of the opinions now. The Chamin believe it has to reach the collection vat plus the items have to flow to the top. Rabbi Akiva says even after, they have to be shole, you have to start drawing it from there and placing it into the barrels. Our Mishnah says it's already as a shame Yayin here in Avodah Zarah, once it's Yared the vat, into the boar, into the vat. Leima Tlata Tanahi. So let's suggest now that we have actually a three-way machloket tanaim. There'll be our tano here in Avodah Zarah who says that it's mishirei the boar. Once it reaches the vat, it's chayv and maser, and it's a problem for Yayin Nesach if the goy touches it. Next opinion will be that of the chachamim, who believe, or the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Maserot, which is that it has to reach the vat, plus the items have to float to the top for gemar ma'acha for maser, plus to be Yayin Nesach, if a goy touches it, has to reach that point as well. The third opinion would be Akiva, which means even later stage when they draw the wine out of the vat to put into the barrels, that's when it has a shame of Gmar Malach, a shame Yayin, to be Chayav and Masrot, and also to be problematic for Yayin Nesach. We have a three-way Machalos Tanayim. It says, lo, Shiny Yayin Nesach, Tachmiru Be Rabbonon. No, we'll just suggest that the authorship of our Mishnah in Avodah Zarah does not necessarily have to parallel the authorship of the Mishnah in Masrot. The reason for that is, we're talking about Yayin Nesach. When it comes to Yayin Nesach, the Chamim in general were Machmir. So what is true for Gemar Malacha Maser may not be true for Yayin Nesach. And that's what exactly we'll say. So when it comes to the Machlokas of Gemar Malacha for Maser, we have the Chamim, the Tanakam, who says when it falls, goes into the vat and the items flow to the top, that's when you're Chayv and Maser. Rabbi Kiva says, no, only once you start to draw from the vat and put it in the barrels, that's when it's Gemar Malacha Maser. Our Mishnah here that says when it reaches the vat already has a shame Yayin and then it can become Yayin Nesach, that's a Chumrah because of Yayin Nesach. Now, the problem with that is with the Rava. What about Rava? Rava is the original answerer of the question in our Gemara. And Rava, by answering the Gemara, seems to indicate that he sees no difference between Yayin Nesach and Masrot. The fact that he didn't bring that answer, but rather equated Tanaim that had positions in Masrot to the positions here in Avodah Zarah, that implies that he doesn't think that Achmiru Bey, that there's a Chumra here all of a sudden by Avodah Zarah. Well, the Rava, Lo Shani Le, Mukim Le Ketlata Tanai. According to Rava, you're going to have to really say there's a three-way Machloket Tanaim over here, because he can't reconcile between our Mishnah here, which says that it's considered classified as Yayin Nesach, Mishired Debor, and the Mishnah in Masrot, because he thinks Masrot and Yayin Nesach come at the same point in time. If that's the case, now we have three opinions. We have Bor, Mishiyakfe, and we have Asholeh, which will be the three opinions, as opposed to anybody besides Rav who doesn't see that equation. They can make it into a two-way machloket. The same machlokas we have Masrot, right, will be the only machlokas about when the Gemar Malacha is. And here, by Avodah Zarah, we're dealing with a Chumrah Ba'alma, and it's not a third opinion in Yayin Nesach. Now the question is, why can't we just amend our Mishnah to read the same as the Mishnah that we did in Masrot? We had no problem amending the Mishnah in Masrot to read Mishirei Dabor V'yikfeh. Why can't we do the same thing over here? If the Chachamim or the Tanakhama's position in Masrot was, or it's what's written there is Bor, and we amended to read Mishirei Debor Mikveh, why not in our Mishnah do we not do the same thing and say Mishirei Debor Mishikveh? That would solve our problems over here. Then we could just answer that the Mishnah, we amended the same way, and the positions are parallel. How come the Gemara doesn't take that approach? So Tosfos explains over here, because if that was the case, our Mishnah, which says Vashar Mutar, when it says Vashar Mutar, there we said that's we're talking about the Gat and the channel. Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about the Gat and the channel for? You could be Liflug Vilit Nebi Didei. You could be make that distinction internally. You could say, well, what's the difference? If it's in the Bor and it hasn't floated to the top yet, Mutar. If it's in the Bor and it has floated to the top, Asur. Why are you going back to the Gat and to the channel if the only thing, the real distinction really happens, or that point, or the turning point for Yayin is really in the Bor? The fact that our Mishnah does not mention that, does not make that distinction, indicates the Mishnah thinks, Mishirei the Bor, that's it. We're done. There's nothing else that has to take place at that point in time. So Tosfos says, well, based on that answer, why don't we say the same thing in the Mishnah in Masrot? Because the Mishnah in the Masrot also says, Afo Pisha Kafa, even if it reached that point of Kafa, Kolet Menagat, you can still go back and take it out of the Gat. So if that's the case, wait a minute. Why do I have to wait? Why do I have to make such a distinction again between Mishir the Bor Mikveh and then say, oh, you can go back up to the wine press. Why don't you just say you can take it out of the Bor itself? You can make that same distinction there. So why by our Mishnah is Tavosus making such a demand? And yet in Masrot, we don't have such a demand. He says that in Achanami, that the reason that it wrote Yai Mishir Yikpeh in the Reisha is means that it doesn't become wine until it's Yikpeh. But on the Seifa, when it comes to teach us the Chiddush, that you can go back up to the Gat, what is the Chiddush here? Is because, since once the Bor reaches the point of Kippur, once it reaches that point, you have an Isur Gamur. You have a total Isur, then maybe we should be Gozer. Once you reach that point, we should be Gozer on what's in the Gat. And it's Inor because what's in the Bor, because you can easily make a mistake between them. So since in the Mishnah in Masrot, it already mentioned the word Yikpeh, then there's a Havamina that we should Oser, because we reached that point of Yisur, that we should Oser things beforehand. And the Chiddush is don't Oser the channel, don't Oser the Gat. Our Mishnah, the different words, it mentions the word Yikpeh, just mentions the word Bor, which is the Mutter side of it. Then there's no reason to mention that the Gat and the channel are Mutar, if the Bor is certainly Mutar. And therefore, if you're going to amend it, and you have to say the difference between Bor really means Bor and Yikpeh, then the differentiation should have been in Bor and Yikpeh. So it also says that the reason they amended the Mishnah of Masrot is because the word Yikpeh was there. And therefore, it's a chiddush to teach us the second half of the distinction between the channel and the gat, the press and the bor. Whereas in our mission, whenever it mentions the word yikpeh, we're only talking about the word bor, then the distinction should have been made in the bor itself, because the word yikpeh never came up. Also, that's one other question here, is if we're talking about masrot, we know that by masrot, there's a requirement in order to be chayav, number one, to have gemar malacha, and the second one is to have riyat pnei abayit. Over here, we're talking about what's going into the vat. Where is this vat sitting? If this vat is sitting out in the field, then once it reaches the vat, all you have is gemar malacha, you're missing riyat pnei abayit. So why is it chayav in masrot? Or, if it's in the house, that means that he brought the grapes into the house before they were pressed. That means that the riyat pnei abayit happened before the gemar malacha. And we know, we saw that earlier in the gemara, that you bring it in b'motshela, that it's not chayav in maser. So what is the case here? So Tosfos gives two answers. Either it's a gat in the seder, we're talking about a press in the field, like most presses were. Ah, what about the riyat pnei abayit? He says, that's what it means. Mishiret the bor, plus it has riyat pnei abayit. Or, mishikpeh, riyesh riyat pnei abayit. That riyat pnei abayit is an assumption that is not mentioned here, but that is assumed to be true also, that you need riyat pnei abayit to be chayav. This is just the gemar l'locha stage, but to be chayav in masrot, you would also need that additional stage of riyat pnei abayit. The other possibility, Tosfos says, it's actually talking about a gat that's inside the house. Ah, what about the fact that you brought the grapes into the house when they were still, before they were pressed, and the gemar malacha is done? He says, no, there's a difference. Because by grains, when you bring them in, b'mot shelah, that's not the normal way to bring them into the house. Therefore, you're missing gemar malacha when you have riyat pnei abayit. On the other hand, if you have a press in the house, and that is the normal way to bring the grapes in their skins and fully into the house, then that's not considered a lack of gemar malacha when you have the riyat pnei abayit. Those are the two possibilities that Tosfos gives to explain the situation over here. Now we have a little Gemara over here, and then have an interesting Tosfos that comes along with it. Because Amar Ravuna, about our mission, it says, Masha Babur Asur, what's in the Bor is Asur, but everything else is Mutar. Ravuna, Lo Shonu El Shalui Exir Gargutni Legat. It's only if he doesn't return the filter back up to the Gat. So just to give the picture, what's happening here, you have the press above, you have the hole in the press that allows the channel to take the wine down to the vat, the collection vat below. Before it pours from this channel into the collection vat, they put a basket there. That basket acts as a filter and it collects all the dregs, sediment, seeds, skins that are coming down and allows the wine to go down into the vat. So it's a filter there. If they take that filter and dump it back into the upper press, then it becomes a sewer. So Gemara says, Grugani Gufa b'mai kamit asra. How did the Grugani itself become asur? Wait a minute, we know when it reaches the Bor, that's the point in time it's already called Yayin. So when it's Yayin, we understand. If the Gubi Chachom touches it, it's Yayin, it could be a problem with Yayin Nesach, could be Chayv Maser already. But what are we talking about in the Grugani? We're talking about the filter. What's the status over there that all of a sudden you're saying, oh, that is asur, and if you dump it back into the gut, that's going to cause a problem. So it must be, but my commitment, Rabbi Nitzok, it must be through the connection, the flow connection. So this is something in Halacha, which is that an arc of flow of liquids. If you have the liquid is pouring from the press through the channel, down through the filter, and then all the way into the bor. There is a continuous flow of liquid, of yayin, between the basket, which is the filter, and into the bor. So that continuous flowing liquid means that if something happens in the boar, it's going to affect what's in the basket. Because if the boar becomes Yayin Nesach, that connection of flowing wine, which is called the Nitzok, that arc of liquid is going to actually carry the Yayin Nesach problem back up to the basket, back up to the filter. Mar says, Shmamina, from this you would conclude, Nitzok Chibur. The Nitzok is considered a connection. I mean, that later on we're going to see this in the Gemara, it's actually a machlokus, whether Nitzok, this arc of liquid, is considered enough of a connection to move Tuma, to move Isur back and forth. So over here, from this statement of Huna, that suggests that it is a problem of Chibur, because he's making the what's in the filter Asur, because of its connection of a flow of liquid from there to the boar, to the collection vat. Kedetani Reb Chiya. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be that way. Shepachsato tzlochito. We're talking about a case here where the wine floated all the way to the top. Achanami shepachsato boro. We're talking about, this, that case of pachsato is further on in the Gemara. We're not going to discuss it right now. We'll deal with that when we get to the Chibur issue later on. But here in our boar, what we're saying is that the boar filled up so much. The wine filled up to the point where it was no longer below the filter. It reached the filter itself. So the wine that is in that filter, in that basket, or touching that basket, is actually wine from the boar. It came up so high, it filled. Originally, you're right, there was a chibur through a nitzuk. But eventually, it got so full that it reached the basket itself. So we're not talking about nitzuk anymore, and therefore we can't conclude anything about nitzuk. Now, there's a very important tosfos that comes up from here. Before we do that tosfos, I'm just going to mention, there's another tosfos asked over here, why don't we just say, when he pours the filter back into the gat, the wine press, that it's botel, berov, or botel b'shishim. It's clear that this is a much smaller quantity than the what's in the boar. It's not our sugi over here, but it's a very interesting tosos about why there's no bittul here, or maybe there should be bittul. Is this according to a shita that we don't hold like? But we'll leave that tosos aside. The next tosos is very interesting because we have a psak halacha over here that comes out of this. Gugutne gufa. We're going to try to read pieces of this tosos. He says, "Vim tomar imkein mash begat hayon leasor." Wait a minute. If you think that according to the havamina of the Gemara that this flow creates a connection between the basket, the filter, and what's in the boar, we should also answer what's all the way up in the press. Because there's a continuous flow of wine from the press all the way down to the boar that passes through the filter. So that's the case. If the boar becomes problematic, it should bring the problem all the way back up to the press. Mitam nitzok. No, that becomes a derivative flow or derivative arc of liquid. Why? From the press itself back up to the filter or the basket, that's one connection. And from the filter back up to the gat, to the press, is a second filter. And from this, there came to a conclusion at Rivan, HaRashbam, and the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, these are three individuals, two of them brothers, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, B'shem Rashi, in the name of their grandfather. Even according to one who concludes that Nitzok does create a connection to move Yisur or Tumah, we call him Nitzok bar Nitzok. It is a derivative flow, I mean you have a flow here, and then a secondary flow, that's not a Chibur. Because here you see that the basket is affected, the filter is affected, but not the gut, not the press above. So now, wait a minute, why do you really consider it like two Nitzokot, why do you really consider like two flows over here? It's really one flow. All the basket is a filter there. The liquid goes straight through the basket into the boar. Why are you considering this to be a derivative flow? There's a flow from the wine press straight to the boar. There just happens to be a filter in the way. So we have to say, because of the way the filter is structured, that the liquid does not flow straight in. It goes into the basket and then pours out the sides or moves out the holes. So it's not a direct flow. There's actually some sort of stalling in the flow in the basket, and then the basket overflows or allows some of the liquid to go out. And that's how it's acting as a filter. And therefore, it's a nitzok bar nitzok. And now Tosfos brings Maaseh Ba'alifnei Rashi. Rashi actually had a practical case like this. There was an Obi Kuchavim, the Shofech Yamin Kankani took a pitcher, and he poured wine into a kos, into a cup. So now the cup is asur because he used koach, his strength was used to pour the wine outside of the pitcher. So now whatever's outside the pitcher is asur, so what's in the cup is a problem of Yayin, or Yayin Nesech, or Gazrubei Rabbanan and Abistam Yeinam. Then, because of the chibur, then it's held back into the kankan. Whatever's in the pitcher is also a problem. Then, after this, a Jew came along and took a chavit, a huge barrel, and opened up the tap of the barrel into this pitcher, into the kankan. Now you have a chibur between the chavit, this barrel, and the kankan, and this pitcher. That's another nitzok. And Rashi, the nasu v'naduba davar, they wanted to know whether the chavit was okay. Rashi says, mutar. Because why? Bishum shayayin shebekan kan inu esor mitam nitzok. The reason the wine in the pitcher is asur is because of a nitzok. Bim kain, the wine in the chavit is a nitzok bar nitzok. And I just told you that a nitzok bar nitzok is mutar. Even according to one who says that chibur is a problem by one nitzok, by nitzok, by nitzok, it's not a problem. So actually it was matir. Along comes his other grandson, Haribi Rabbi Meir, the Rivam. Now there was the Rashbam, who has, and the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yaakov be Rabbi Meir, we have the Rashbam, Rav Shmuel be Rabbi Meir, and we have the Rivam, Yitzhak be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the son-in-law of Rashi. These are his three grandchildren. We saw before that two of them, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, Paskin the look like Rashi, that Nitzhak when he says Mutar, but the Rivam says, I don't see that here. Hayat Doche? He says, Doche Rayazu. He says, no proof from our Gemara. I'll tell you that in general, Nitzhak bar Nitzhak is a Chibur. So what about the original question we had in Tosfos? Then why doesn't the Isser go all the way back up to the Gat, if there's a connection here? He says, I'll tell you why it doesn't go back to the Gat, because the what's in the Gat is not called wine. It only gets a shame yayin when it reaches the boar. So what's in the boar can be asur. But taking it back up to the Gat, there's no reason to take it back up to the Gat. What's in the Gat is not called wine. That we saw before, because the Oikhem touches what's in the Gat, mutar the gamre, no problem. It's only nechshev kamayi ba'alma. It's like water. So that's why there's no problem. If that's the case, according to the Rivam, why is what's in the gurgutni, in the filter, in the basket, problematic? That's also not called yayin. It's only called yayin when it reaches the boar. Why is what's in the gurgutni a problem? Why is that called yayin over there? At least according to the Mishnah Rishona, that you have to wait until it reaches the boar. He says, wait, that's not comparable. Because underneath, at the floor of the basket, underneath of the filter, there's already wine that has been filtered and is coming out. At that point in time, that is classified already as yayin. Meaning that it will eventually end up in the boar. When it ends up in the boar, it is yayin. But the filter, you're right, the wine at the top of the filter is not yayin yet. But once it's passed through the filter and already below the sediment, it's already been taken out, that wine that is in the bottom of the basket, already past the point of filtering, that wine is considered yayin gamor, and that could be oser. And that's the difference he brings over here. Now, he says, well, if that's the case, Tosas asked in the Rivam, then how does the Gemara over here conclude that Gargutni Gufo b'may kemetz aser b'nitzok? What do you mean, he became aser b'nitzok? Who says here that the problem is nitzok at all? Maybe the whole problem here is that the goy is picking up the basket, he's touching the wine that is a shame yain in the basket, and then he's dumping it into the gat, the press above. Who says the problem here is nitzok? The problem could be magal b'chavim in the Gargutni. So Tosfos says, well, if that was the case, Rav Huna should have said it. He should have said that the problem, lo yechzir gagut nishin nagabo. The fact that he leaves out the word naga totally makes it sound like the problem here is a problem of nitzok. Now, we saw earlier in yesterday's Gemara that the Rashbam had a slightly different interpretation than Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam about what it means when it's shirei dabor, it's asur. What does it mean, shirei dabor, it's asur? Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam believe that when it comes into the bor, it's asur, that it had to be a point where it was touched. Rashi believe that you have to touch what's in the boar to become a problem of yayin esek. So did the Rabbeinu Tam. Bashar Mutar was a difference in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam what they thought. The Rashbam says that the goy never has to touch what's in the boar to become a sur. Why? Because he says that the koach of the pressing of the goy who wants the wine to flow into the boar is enough to make it a sur. So therefore, the flow down from the gat into the boar comes from the koach of the Ovid Chavim and it's automatically a sur. You don't need the mago of the Ovid Chavim. So according to that explanation of the Rashbam, now we can understand this Gemara. We don't have the problems that the Rivam is raising with Rashi over here about how do you know Nitzok and Bar Nitzok, because according to the Rashbam, it is Yayin. The problem here, it's not because it became Yayin and then the Mago touches it. It's the Koach HaDor Chavim that makes it in. And that means the flow between the Gargutni and the Boar is already Yayin according to the Rashbam. And even further up, possibly, even in the channel, or up at the gat, that's already considered yayin. And we're going to ask here, let it be asur b'nitzok, because it's running back up. And that's where the Gemara gives the answer, nitzok works, and that's why the gargutni is asur, but nitzok by nitzok is not a problem, and that's why the gat is okay. And so through the Rashbam l'shitato, we could have this happen. The Rashbam l'shitato could explain our Gemara here, without the question that comes up for Rashi, which is, how do you know we're talking about nitzok here and not a problem because it's just not called yayin yet? There, but the Rashbam doesn't have that issue because he thinks it's called yayin all the way through. He just says that it's the koach d'orichim that makes it, and the flowing down into the boar, once it reaches the boar, then it becomes a problem of yayin esek. But until it reaches the point of the boar, it's still called yayin, it just doesn't have a problem of yayin esek yet because that's where the chamimber goes there, only in the boar, but not above that point in time. And for that, you could prove the point of nitzok versus nitzok bar nitzok. And then Tosfos brings another case. The wine in a barrel finished all the way down to the tap. And a guy picked up the whole barrel and tipped it so it would pour out of the tap. The same moment, a Jew drew the water, the wine out of that, and he put it into his pitcher, Shel Yisrael. Of course, what's in the pitcher is asur, because whatever came out of the barrel is now going to have a problem with koach avodah chavim, which makes it into yain nesach. But he said, whatever's left in the chavit is okay. And he said, why? He says, because koach avodah chavim is a din d'rabbanan. That we're going to see coming up, that when Ovi Chachamim uses his koach to move the wine, that makes it into something that's asur, but it's only benafak barai, that when it only leaves and leaves the barrel itself. Not when he picks up a barrel and carries it around, but only when the wine leaves the barrel through his koach. And therefore, when it comes to here, where the wine left the barrel, when he opens up the tap and it goes into the kankan, what's in the kankan is problematic. But what remains back in the chavit is not problematic, because that's only through koach Ovi Chachamim. By koach Ovi Chachamim, it doesn't affect what's inside the barrel itself. But what about the problem of the nitzok? What about the problem that we have a flow here between the barrel and the kankan? If what's in the kankan is a sur, it should flow back. At least it's not a nitzok by nitzok, it's a straight nitzok. And it should make what's in the barrel a sur. So here, Tosus draws a distinction. Because here, the yain is inside the kli. Tosus says over here, that's exactly how the gzera works, or the takanat chachamim. When it comes to koach avodah chavim, it's only once it leaves the barrel does it become a problem. That not through nitzok, not through any other factor, can you make what's back in the barrel asur. That's the concept of koach. On the other hand, if it was true yain nesach that came out, or somehow it was yain nesach, not because of the koach lirachim, but because of magal lirachim, then you would have nitzok and would oser that which was back in the barrel. Right now we're going to just finish up the Gemara. We have one little more case back here. So, this young child that learned over the Masechet Ozar b'shit shani when he was 6 years old. They asked him a question. Is one permitted to press with a non-Jew in the press? No problem, go ahead. Begat. So, what about the problem that he's nasech? He's there. He's going to touch the wine. It's going to be a problem. It's talking about a case where his hands are tied. So if his hands are tied, he can't do nisuch with his hands. Maybe he can do nisuch through his regal. He says nisuch the regal loshmei nisuch. Nisuch that's done by a leg or a foot is not considered nisuch hayayin. So Tosfos points out here, this case must be talking about a case when we're talking about a non-Jew's press, because it says over here, can the Jew join the non-Jew in the press that is there? And over here, the child says yes, the Jew can join him, as long as his hands are tied up. The Gemara is going to come to the next case, which we'll do tomorrow, which is there was an Uvda and Narda, that Jews and non-Jews were pressing together. Over there, it was a Jewish press. So in our case over here, the question that they're discussing is whether it's Mutar B'Hana'ah or Asur B'Hana'ah. And the child comes and says it's Mutar B'Hana'ah because we're talking about a Goy's press, his hands are tied, and there's no Nisuch B'Regel. But since it's a goy ziyayin, it's still also b'shtiyah, but it's mutar b'hana'ah. The next case we're going to talk about, and we'll do this tomorrow, is the case in that Uvda b'Narda, where they were both pressing Jews and non-Jews. That's in a Jewish press. So in the Jewish press, the question wasn't whether is it also b'hana'ah mutar, but rather was it mutar b'shtiyah. That's why we'll see tomorrow that there was a consideration, at least according to Shmuel, that maybe it should be mutar b'shtiyah, because that's the difference. And it's because of the phrasing of the case. Who's coming to whom? In our case over here, it says, lidroch imo ovid kochavim, sounds like it's his vat, or his press over there. Whereas over here, in Arda, it was a dash of Yisrael, ve'ovid kochavim. They were together in a Jewish press. Okay, we'll stop over here.